Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
65 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
60 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
58 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
57 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
60 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
58 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
60 degrees.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor. Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor, Madre.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Sunny.
62 degrees.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor, Madre.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Sunny.
65 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Sunny.
71 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Sunny.
73 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Mostly sunny.
77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Sunny.
76 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 76 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 78 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 75 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 74 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees.
QSP, QSP, QSP. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I will be the net control for tonight's University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the WAUM repeater and Echolink. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. WAUM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I'll take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink stations, and finally, all other stations. New hams are particularly welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time, mobile, or portable stations? Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Blue 6 and Bravo.
Pedestrian portable mobile.
Okay, I had a double there. Let me go back and get the Kilo Echo 8 station first. Please come again.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Vixen Bravo, Frederick, portable.
Okay, and then I had a pedestrian mobile. Please come back.
Yeah, this is November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave, pedestrian mobile.
Both of you, and then we'll take the rest of the check-in. So, Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Victor Papa, how are you today?
Thank you, Pat. It's Zulu Victor Bravo. As promised, I am back after spending 3 months being in Shanghai. And mountains, and the highest point that was the Huaman was like 2.2 kilometers high. That was pretty impressive. But anyway, I'm back in Ann Arbor, and one thing that I must mention to common cycle was, okay, I was riding my bicycle, and the tire, like, there was a pinch somewhere and my tube just burst. But I rode my bike into Common Cycle, and in no time they just replaced the tire for absolute cost, actually donated some money just because. It's amazing. Back to Backpack, K-A-D-D-B.
All right, Frederick, I got your call sign. Zulu Victor Bravo now. Yes, I'm in the database. Welcome back from Shanghai. Welcome back to school. That's good news that you weren't injured when the tire burst and that you got fixed so quickly. So congratulations. Anyway, next up is November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo. Dave, how's pedestrian mobile today?
Yeah, this is NAWD, and we're out making the rounds of the neighborhood here, and delayed doing the remaining of the pier last week because of the really 2 inches of rain that we got. Really kind of damper on things here. So they're going to do the final paving on Thursday and Friday of this coming week. They should be pretty much done with it here. That's all I have to report, NAWD.
That's good news, so maybe it will get done. I was amazed at how much got done just before the home footing in terms of traffic, but there's still, in terms of resurfacing and things, but still a lot that has to be done. Okay, do we have any more short-time mobile or portable space call now?
Whiskey A. Mike Victor, Ed, Ann Arbor.
EMV, Ed, the frequencies are yours.
Just from a trip to Alpena and Alcona, where I met up with some of the members of the Thunder Bay Club over coffee, and made through the club repeater, which is located on the only island in Alpena County, which is otherwise very flat, but there's a hill where all of the towers in the county located. So that was very a good time. Alpena is a very nice little, not a lot of young people there. It seemed like everyone, which was interesting. And there is a community college there, so it doesn't have the same kind of student draw that the Michigan has. But it is a younger county than most of the surrounding counties who don't even have a community college to draw from. Also went up there, talked to a friend of mine who's on faculty in Michigan, who's done some multispectral imaging work in the radio astronomy community. And Pat, I was hoping for email to you at some point if I could find someone for him to talk to. This is WAEMV, back to that.
Okay, Ed, well, I'd be happy to talk to him about radio. I did my master's thesis in radio astronomy and have been on optical astronomy since then. And we are in the process of buying a new radio telescope for the top of Angel Hall. So I'd be talk to him and we'll see what we can do there. Virtually everyone is breaking up. I repeat, virtually everyone is breaking up. So I think we are still having reader problems once again. Could we, as further check-ins come in, could you tell me if I am breaking up as well? So could people tell me if I am breaking up as well? Next up, do we have any Echolink stations? Do we have any Echolink stations? Please call now.
WD0BCF.
Hi, Larry. Good audio. Go ahead. What do you have for us this evening?
Hello, Pat, and everyone else on the net. As usual, checked into a lot of the repeaters and whatever else, and having a great time doing it. And you're a perfect copy down here in Texas. Back to you, WD0BCF.
Okay, Larry, you were perfect copy as well, so maybe it's just the portable and pedestrian mobile stations that are having problems. Thanks for checking in again. All other stations, all other states call net control, WA4 WSHU now.
WSHU, this is Matt. And Pat, you're also breaking up, at least over the RF side. Maybe when it goes directly out to the echo link, whoever's causing to drop the audio is not happening there. Thanks, WSHU.
Kilo Bravo 6, November uniform.
Tango Oscar.
Okay, I have WSAU, Matt, KB6NU, Dan, ACA, Don, and do we have anyone else wishing to check in? Well, it's the first of Matt, we'll start with you, WSAU, and thank you for the signal report.
Thanks, Pat, for writing this. You can do it live today. Spent yesterday scraping paint and washing with some detergents, getting ready to paint. But I didn't really feel like doing much of anything today after spending a good portion of yesterday doing. Oh, I've been making some power harness, some wiring harnesses to connect up the 24-volt batteries I got a year or so ago. To put powerful connections on all of them so I can plug them into chargers and power supplies and such without having to connect wiring out to them. So that's what I've been up to. Better take it.
Okay, thank you, Matt. We got your story of painting and everything around the KB6NU. Dan, the frequencies are yours.
Yeah, W84DSR, the net, KB6NU. Good evening, everyone. In a half, I've been hacking building on this QR kit. And I've got 9 out of the 11 toroids installed. And should get the other two to that. And then I'm over the hump, I think, on the rest is all putting connectors on and getting it all to fit in this tiny little. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Keep your fingers crossed for me. Thank you. Yeah,
W4DSR, KB6NU. Okay, Dan, thank you for the check-in. And I was listening to you on Echolink as well, and at least I was, that you were breaking up both RF and Echolink, both RF and Echolink. Final in this first round of check-ins is ACATO, Dan, or Don, getting my vowels mixed up here, and North Campus.
Thanks, Pat. ATO Don. Yeah, honoring everybody, including you breaking up, except for Link. It seems like everyone who has RF in their past, something's not good. I think you remember a past thing about something about rebooting it or better for a while, so I don't know if it's possible to, like, schedule a Sunday and reboot of this repeater or something, or the computer on it. I don't know. It's a wild guess. Haven't been on the radio that much. I wound up, our lawn mowing turned into a 3-hour mower repair. I finally found a freak thing had gotten wedged in the pulley coming out of the engine to the blade, so I kept derailing the belt. Then I put the belt back on, and it would come off. Finally, I got lucky, and it stopped in a position where I could see the pine cone, so that was fun. That's how I spent my afternoon on it back, ACATO.
Yeah, okay, Don. Yeah, we'll have to see if rebooting it, so solves the issue. And yes, we did hear the story of the pine cone, so another dead pine cone gives its life. So anyway, do we have any other stations wishing to check in? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call WA4DSR now. All right, nothing heard, so we'll call it a night. We had sessions on frequency, plus myself, a total of 8, and we look forward to hearing from all of you and more next Sunday, same time, same frequency, and I'll get with John KB8OIS and see him about the repeater. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. WA4D clear.
6 and new question.
I think that was KB6MU. Go ahead, Dan.
The repeater does have, you say it's connected to All-Star. Any web page anywhere or anything that how to access those features and who is authorized to access?
Yeah, it it was put together by W2PUT and others, and put together by W2TUT and others, and I'll have her with John, KBAS, and see about access. I think at one point I may have had access to it, but I lost all the login information, and maybe it's time I get that and be able to see if we can solve some of these problems ourselves. Because it's been a repeating problem now for weeks, and that's just not right. But thank you, Dan. We'll get on top of it. Anyone else wishing to comment? WA4DSR.
WA4DSR.
So I got a brief glimpse of audio there, but nothing else. Try again, please.
Is Echo Mike Victor, WATMV, with an all-star comment.
Net recognizes W8EMV, Ed, W8EMV, Ed, go ahead.
Thanks, Pat. The experience I've had with All-Star suggests that it also be able to connect to this repeater and this net using something called HamShack Hotline, which is a voice over IP for hams. I would be very interested in testing that out to further expand our access to go beyond EchoLink. And the voice quality for those, in my experience, has generally been good. Hopefully this is a good copy. Again, HamShack Hotline access path to the repeater. This is WADMV. Over.
Okay, WADMV, thank you for your comments on HamShack Hotline. For your comments on HamShack Hotline, and we'll follow up on that as well. Thank you for your comments. Anyone else have anything before I close down the net? Nothing. We'll hear all of you and more, hopefully, next Sunday, same time, same frequency, WA4DSR clear.
Anybody still around for the, probably the net's done, but KE8DWV.
The net, AEB8, BC Dexter.
I'm sorry, didn't catch the call. It's Mike, KE8, PWV.
Okay, call is Alpha, Bravo 8, Bravo Charlie, AEB8, BC, Kirk and Dexter.
Oh, very good. Fine business, Kirk. Hadn't talked to you in a long time. Got you over there near my wife's cousin. How you doing there today, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. All right, give me the call again, Mike. I'm sorry, I guess I got the wrong call here. You do sound familiar, so I just want to make sure I got the call. Go ahead.
Sure. It's Kilo Echo AC Victor. Or power, watts, and volts.
Okay, great. Came upon the net kind of at the end, and I had heard the net control talk about the breakup here in the repeater. You're hearing it on my side as well, but kind of frogged you up a little bit there. I think I got you now. Or is that to do chat with you again? It's it has been a while. I get and I don't get on here often, there we go.
Okay, very good, Kurt. Or is it Kurt? I always get it mixed up. I'm sorry, sir. It is breaking up. I am using EchoLink. So it is breaking up on my side, EchoLink, or if it was just everybody or the repeater itself. We can give it a try here, but about a quarter of yours together. And I know there's a couple hams in your neighborhood. I noticed when I was looking at the licensee map. And that's one of my old high school teachers is over on the other side of town, over near, actually over on Island Lake Road, I believe. And that's why I was originally looking. So last I recall, I think you were doing high-end antenna stuff for the university.
Yeah, about KEATWCABABC breakup. Yeah, it sounds like it's almost like it's, I don't know if it's data dropping. I don't know. It's, I'm not privy to what we're using here on the repeater and how it does its thing. But are you, if you're able to do, well, we could do simplex if you really wanted to chat. I don't know what kind of time you have. But there's a very good repeater on the 440 side as well. I mean, we could do something like that. It is choppy, and I'm not quite sure what to make of that one.
I'm equipment. I have no RF equipment with me today. I'm not go-linking. Tell you what, let me look up that repeater that you're referring to over on the wherever that may be. Yeah, if you give me the repeater ID, I'll go look it up and see if. Sorry about those blinking messages are coming through. Give me the repeater ID, and I'll go see if I can go look it up and see if I can connect over there.
Any LBP, I think it has Echolink. It may have. It's 443050 Ann Arbor. I don't think it does, though. Well, that's okay. I mean, I get it. You know, if you're on Echolink, and that's, I don't do a whole lot of Echolink locally, so I don't know who else has that around here. But, well, maybe they'll get it all worked out, and, we could do a short hop, 10-meter short, if you have some HF or something like that, we could work that out. But, that's kind of a toughie. The Echolink sometimes isn't everywhere there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Kurt, second. Let me go look it up in repeater book. No, I'm totally HF, RF. Telephone, I'm totally RF unavailable. Alpha Bravo 8 Charlie Delta, I think it is, Kurt. KWV? KE8 PWV, monitoring. Alpha Bravo 8 Charlie Delta, I believe it is, KE8 PWV.
Node 502018. Timeout.
PWV, back on the U of M repeater. KE8PWV, QSY over to W8SRC.
Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 67 degrees.
KE8PWV, back on the U of M repeater.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo, Mike Victor. W8EMV monitoring.
Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 63 degrees.